MoneyWeb Now, on the money.
MoneyWeb Now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper-focus on acquiring stable, income-producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low-risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Joining now with Petri Radenhuis. He is, of course, founder of Herenia Capital Advisors. Petri, morning. Appreciate your time. Jubilee Metal Group. Whenever I sort of talk small mining stocks, and we chatted with Orion a few weeks ago, folks are always, what about Jubilee, etc. Me and you actually spoke, and let me take that back. You raised it to me about a year and maybe a year and a half ago. It was 50 cents back then, now $3.46. This is a trailings operation, relatively small, but they got ops around the continent, and they're actually a decent looking little junior miner, and at 3.46 still looking decent.
Yeah. Good morning. I think, you know, what we spoke about initially, that was on the Small Cap Investor Show, if I'm not mistaken, was sort of around their reinventing of themselves. So Jubilee's been around for a long time. They do have a giant sort of platinum deposit as well. But it's just too deep to be practical to get to, right? So they've been spending a lot of time and reinventing their business and sort of developing a particular way of reprocessing tailings. So reprocessing basically mine dumps and extracting metals from that. And they started sort of operations on that sort of new tailings venture of theirs. About, I think it was the beginning of last year was the first time that they started operating, and they sort of have, you know, a whole bunch of offtake agreements and agreements with most of the mines around the platinum area, as well as, you know, some operations in a bit further north in Zambia and so on, where, you know, they have this sort of ramp up into production over the next couple of years, and their own projection for what their earnings is going to be looked absolutely ridiculous around 2 years ago.
It did.
But if you look at what's happening, they're managing to stick to that schedule almost, and they're starting to make a bit of money, and the share price is starting to react.
Yeah, I remember when we were on air and I looked at this and I thought, you know, what they're promising is just crazy. But the point is that, as you say, they're delivering. And that caused you to make a comment to me over the weekend, which I thought was really spot on. And I'll quote you. You said, those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities often come once a year. I mean, and that's just it. I mean, you know, and my sense is that we never need to go all in on something, because it's never once in a lifetime. They come, maybe not every year, but they come along. You know, Jubilee's a seven-bagger in a year and a half.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's something I've been thinking about quite a bit, because obviously, you know, everyone asks, well, did you buy Sasol at 22? And the answer is no, I was too scared.
Me too.
You know, that feels like I've missed this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So it creates a lot of sort of dread and anxiety and all sorts of stuff. And I think also what happens is, you know, particularly in the shorter-term trading world, the way that it's marketed is it's like this, you have to do it now. And also Bitcoin, right?
Yeah,
I mean, this
yeah.
thing is topical, and people are only going to talk about it even more for the rest of the year. So everybody's kind of chasing this, well, it's now or never. Well, I mean, I've been at this now for like 12 years or something. And every time, almost every year, there's this chance where you think, well, if I'd taken this, it would have changed my life, right? Because I remember a couple of years ago, Anglo American, I mean, they were sub 45 Rand at one point, and they're back at 600 now.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, 5-6 years down the line. So this market provides an endless opportunity, or an endless string of opportunities that sometimes seem once in a lifetime, but if you're patient enough, you're going to see a couple of those a decade, or at least one a year.
Yeah,
it seems.
You're going to get many, many lifetimes in that market. We'll leave that there. Petri Radenhuis, founder of Herenia Capital Advisors, appreciate your early morning. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 29. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider with license number 50483.